RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Special day of racing throughout Australia yesterday, and always good to talk horses with Joe McKinnon any time, but on such a special day yesterday, Joe, there's plenty to talk about. What an exciting day it was.
It was certainly an exciting day, Warren. Good morning to you and our listeners. Quite amazing scenes at Randwick in particular, to see a big crowd back at the races. It was somewhat strange, wasn't it, to hear crowd noise through the television coverage?
Absolutely. He thought it'd been piped in, like the AFL had been using crowd noise, etc. But then when they panned back to the crowd and you could see people socialising, enjoying themselves, well, down here in Melbourne, Joe, it gives us something to aspire to.
Oh, absolutely. And it won't be long before crowds are back for the Melbourne Cup Carnival at Flemington. Can't wait for that. But great racing both in Melbourne and Sydney yesterday. At the Caulfield Cup, incentivised with discussed him many times on the show before, an absolute freak of a racehorse. He is in another stratosphere to any other horse he is racing against at the moment, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely, Joe, but I love the topic you've chosen to talk about this morning, because there's not many more meticulous trainers than Graham Begg, the way he prepares his horses and presents them in the mounting yard. A non-conformist ran out of his skin behind a superstar yesterday. And the backstory behind Danielle Henwood and her involvement with non-conformist is just one of complete devotion to the horse and an amazing story.
Yeah, it certainly is, Warren. And I'm pleased to say that Danielle has been kind enough to agree to join us on the program this morning early, after an amazing effort by the horse she bred, Nonconformist, to run second behind Incentivise yesterday. Good morning, Danielle, and congratulations.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much.
What a tremendous thrill for you.
He was nothing short of incredible, absolutely amazing to have had him there today, yesterday. Unbelievable. And also to have run second to inside of a week to two, you know, superstars, Improbable and obviously Incentivise yesterday. Amazing.
Not bad for a horse you bred yourself.
Absolutely not, that's for sure.
Just take us through that and the backstory behind Nonconformist. We've spoken before about it, but sharing the story more broadly with our listeners, it is quite an amazing tale.
Absolutely. So the family's quite involved with horses, and we try to create ourselves a little bit of a dynasty. So also bred and raced his mother in Good Thinking. And then Dad, heavily involved with the horses, decided that he no longer wanted the financial commitment of being involved with them. So I threw his hands in the air and said, can you get rid of these mares for me? So I put up my hand to take over Good Thinking, and with my mother we bred Nonconformist.
You took her to Rebel Raider, of course, the sire of Nonconformist. So what lay behind the decision to select him as the stallion?
Obviously, originally we wanted to breed ourselves a stayer. We're very quick to want to have horses running in Melbourne Cups, certainly in Victoria, but also want them running up as two-year-olds, which is, you know, nearly impossible. So we decided to head down the staying path, knowing that it was going to take him a little bit of time to get to the races, but we're happy to afford him the time. And then, I suppose, probably more practically, Good Thinking was residing at Willaroon up at Benalla, so Rebel Raider was just 20 minutes down the road, so it was very much convenient for that to happen as well.
It's turned out to be a bit of a match made in heaven.
It's been absolutely brilliant. Could never in a million years have imagined that we'd be where we are today, that's for sure.
And early doors, you struggled to sell shares down in Nonconformist too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being a bit of a stayer, people not that interested in having him have to wait till he's sort of, you know, mid-three-year-old before he gets to the races. So fortunately for us, Mum and I have retained majority share in the horse, and then there's two other 10% owners, so one of which is it's his first horse, so he's pretty chuffed, to say the least.
I bet he is. And the horse has now banked something like 1.7 price.
lines, I believe, which is just extraordinary, truly extraordinary.
And Graham Begg has done a tremendous job with him, hasn't he?
Graham, the only reason the horse is where he is purely and simply because of Graham. Full accolade to Graham and the effort that he has put. He's incredibly meticulous with his training, and he spends so much time plotting the right course for the horse. He had this horse on the Caulfield Cup Pass, you know, the best part of 12 months ago. And he's happy to also pull back and revert to a different training program or schedule if it's not suited for the horse at that particular time. And he's done that with his horse. We had a little bit of an upset with the plan heading into the Caulfield Cup last year. We pulled the pin on the Caulfield Cup, gave the horse the opportunity that he required to get over a small bout of illness that he had, and then, you know, recalibrated and got him back on track for this preparation.
There was a real air of confidence that pre-race in the interview he did on the television coverage too. He had every faith that the horse would run well yesterday.
Yes, the horse has certainly gone to another level this preparation, and for him to have backed up inside of a week in two Group 1s and performed the way that he did is true testament to the fact that he's gone to another level, and also, you know, Graham's got the confidence in the horse that he's got the ability to do that.
I guess it's just unfortunate. Incentivised yesterday, but the great Caulfield Cup in history, so it'll be well remembered.
Absolutely will be, and certainly no disgrace running second to a superstar, that's for sure.
So where were you yesterday when this all unfolded?
I was fortunate enough to be strapping the horse at the races, so was very much a part of it, which is absolutely fantastic. It's a little bit different at the races without the crowd, but it's also particularly special because you can hear the hooves galloping and the jockeys shouting at each other, so it sort of takes things to another level.
How amazing. Well, you would have to have been the only owner just about in Australia yesterday that was anywhere strapping a horse in a race the calibre of the Caulfield Cup in an era where there are no crowds. So it was very fortunate that you could be there.
No, I was very, very lucky. Very lucky to have been there.
So you're a bit of a hands-on horsewoman yourself?
Yes. So born and bred into the industry. My grandfather was a horse trainer. So fortunately or unfortunately, at times racehorses, they're in my blood. So it's quite addictive, and I'm very passionate about the horses, and Graham's been brilliant in affording me the ability to work with non-conformists.
So you know the horse very well then. What's he like as a character?
He's a pretty laid-back kind of guy. He's your no-fuss kind of horse, but he likes to get out and get his work done early so as he's got the rest of the morning to relax. But he's sort of, he's in the stables. He flies under the radar, and he's happy to just be, you know, one of the first horses worked of a morning. And as long as he gets out for his pick at the end of the morning, he hasn't got a worry in the world.
Can you describe for us the emotion you felt as he came back to scale yesterday and being so close to him on the actual day?
It's particularly hard to put into words the feeling that you get. It's overwhelming, and it's also you're particularly proud of how far the horse has come and what he's been able to achieve. So feelings of complete emotion and also just completely overwhelmed by the whole picture of what this horse has created and the memories that he's creating for me that I'm going to cherish for a lifetime.
It is quite amazing, Danielle, a horse that you've had a hand in even before he was on the ground as a horse, coming up with the mating plan for that mare, and for it to all result in running second in a Caulfield Cup. It is quite a story for those that choose to breed to race, and we're seeing more and more people do that.
You know, it does become a little bit challenging breeding to race, especially when you've got you know, your staying type horses. There's obviously a big interest from the Asian market for these type of horses, and a lot of them end up going there for obvious reasons. But it's also, I think, one thing that we've got to keep in mind is that whilst, you know, the financial aspect of it, of selling your horses, is very rewarding, that moments like yesterday, money simply cannot buy.
There, Danielle, we'll try and get her back there. You said money can't buy days like yesterday and such a hands-on involvement. Unfortunately for you, you're going to get well rewarded yesterday, not only your strapper's wage, but $700,000 in prize money helps with the challenge to try and find another non-conformist down the track.
That's right. You know, every little bit helps, and he's also got a half-brother that is currently having a little holiday, but he'll be back in work shortly, so... You know, the funds from that certainly go towards helping him through his training career as well.